This is Audible.
The Autism Vaccine, the story of modern medicine's greatest tragedy. Written by Forrest Moretti. Narrated by Forrest Moretti. Prologue. It has become clear to anyone paying attention that the children of our country, and many others, have begun to suffer from the neurological effects of autism at rates that defy belief. Just over 100 years ago, the isolated aloneness and preoccupation with routine associated with the illness were all but unknown. A few decades ago, the rates of autism were still low enough for it to be considered rare, and most had never even heard of the disorder until Dustin Hoffman brought a quirky savant to the silver screen in 1988's Rain Man. Today, just 3 decades later, is a much different story. Autism is seemingly everywhere, in every school, in every neighborhood. Movie theaters hold autism-friendly quiet nights for those with sensory issues. Entire schools are being constructed, their sole purpose dedicated to serving those on the spectrum. Adult diapers and seizure helmets have become popular retail sellers, and exasperated parents have written books, lobbied government officials, and funded research to unlock the mysteries of what might be causing this, possibly our generation's greatest health crisis. Progress from the scientific and medical communities has been agonizingly slow. Despite hundreds of millions of dollars spent on research, the quest for a possible genetic cause of autism appears to have come up empty. Potential environmental triggers will occasionally bubble to the surface, but their association with the majority of autism cases have thus far remained elusive. Possible treatments have been similarly disappointing. Drugs to control seizures have shown promise, but medications that can lessen the sometimes debilitating intestinal issues, self-injurious behaviors, and sensory disorders are few. It is not for lack of effort, certainly. The market to treat autism is growing by the day, and there are hundreds of paths being explored to treat and hopefully reverse its cruelest symptoms. Discussion of the possibility for prevention is noticeably absent. Pharmaceutical companies have hundreds of vaccines in development. In addition to potential immunizations associated with less common bacterial and viral infections, drug companies are exploring potential vaccines for more esoteric ailments such as certain cancers, Alzheimer's disease, acne, and even obesity. Indeed, there seems to be no end in sight for the potential targets of vaccination. Curiously, a vaccine for autism, this devastating childhood disorder, is seldom mentioned. Why would this be? Nearly 90 years after autism first began to appear in epidemic form across the United States, scientists appear to have no idea what causes it. With no genetic mutation to correct or no microbe to target, a drug or vaccine for the disorder will remain an impossibility. Another reason a vaccine to prevent autism is not often discussed is because a large number of parents believe vaccines cause their children's autism. Many will recount how their children were fine hours before getting routine childhood immunizations, only to regress into the inability to speak, sleep, or make eye contact within days, hours, sometimes minutes later. Unfortunately, no complaint put forth by parents of children with disabilities has ever produced such derision and ridicule. While all other medical procedures are routinely questioned for their safety and efficacy, vaccines appear to be uniquely immune from admonishment. The mere mention of autism and vaccines in the same sentence might trigger a devout defender into fits of rage and vitriolic rhetoric. Perhaps these outbursts are simply the result of the anonymous grandstanding the internet rewards, but regardless, considering that vaccines are the most commonly mentioned culprit associated with autism, by the parents of children with autism no less, a closer look into the possibility they may play a role is certainly warranted. Grumblings that the issue has already been thoroughly explored are a bit premature. Those who make this argument frequently reference a few epidemiological studies that looked at a single troublesome ingredient, dimerosal, or a single shot, the MMR vaccine. The reality is there are many other vaccines nearly every child receives which contain other ingredients, most of which have yet to be examined at all. A careful sweep through both the history of autism and the history of vaccination has yielded a significant discovery, a coincidence in time and space seemingly too remarkable to ignore. In 1932, a new ingredient was added to the lone vaccine most children within the United States were being injected with. Within a year, a new mental disorder, unknown to even the most knowledgeable child psychiatrists in the country, began to appear. If the convergence of this new vaccine in 1932 and the simultaneous arrival of autism were truly coincidence, the way in which childhood immunizations present a unique delivery mechanism directly to the part of the brain most likely affected with the disorder is not. Given the relentless increase in autism, predicted by many to continue its exponential rise, it is long past time we take a serious look at why this may be happening. As scientific battles rage, with deeply entrenched sides lobbing their papers and reports at each other with all the intent of a short-fused hand grenade, a historical account of what happened may bring some much-needed clarity to the debate. It is not an easy thing to read, and indeed, it may be too painful for many to complete. But some will make it through to the end, and for those that do, they will need to retell this story again and again. Time is running out, and it's time others heard and understood what actually happened.